ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। दे आर टू थिंग्स, वन इज द सेल्फ एफर्ट ऑफ द सीकर, अनदर इज गॉड्स ग्रेस। मैनी पीपल कंसिडर दैट दे आर अपोज टू ईच अदर। वट आई वॉन्ट टू टेल यू इज दे आर नॉट अपोज टू ईच अदर, दे आर नॉट। Many people have the idea that we depend upon God's grace. I have given up myself to God. Does that mean God will give you even the food in your mouth? You will not eat? I depend upon God. God will do. So God will give you a glass of water in your mouth. You will not take up the glass and drink the water. Is that the idea? It is not. God has given you the energy to do the work, to think, to decide things. That has also come from God, and that is also God's grace. Why are you thinking giving the capacities, the energy, the ability given by God, you are thinking as yours? Here lies the folly. What is yours in you? If you analyze, you will not find anything. This is all illusion. What is yours? What is that on the basis of which you or anybody boasts or claims to be something special? What is that? Is there anybody in the whole world who can even give this much guarantee that this incoming and outgoing breath will continue during the coming 5 minutes even? Is there anybody? How so healthy a person may be, guarantee cannot be given that the person is going to remain alive even for 5 minutes. How? It can happen any moment. And what is there in you? What can you do? There develops anything here in the chest and your breath stops, all your boasting, all your saying, it depends upon me, it goes away. Within 5 minutes, a person will fall down on the ground like a dead frog. What is there? Nothing. It is unnecessarily we are assuming this is my effort. Everything is coming from God. So, what I mean to say, whatever has been given to you by God, everything is given by God. I again clarify it. What is there which you can claim to be yours? This is all ignorance. What is there? Even this body, one cannot keep it healthy even for an hour. Nobody can say, I will remain healthy for the coming 1 hour. How can you say? Anything can develop, it develops any day. And when one falls ill again, it is not necessary one can regain health by one's own efforts. There is no guarantee, nobody in the whole world can give the guarantee that this roof will not fall within 5 minutes. Guarantee nobody can give. There can be earthquake, everything flesh. It happens every day in the countries, you read in the newspapers. How the engineers can say it will not fall? How? It can happen any time. Any time, anywhere. Everything is a boon given by God, a mercy. The best engineers in the world can say that according to them, this roof is all right. Correct? But I want a guarantee that there will not be earthquake within 5 minutes. They say, no, this we can't. Then? No, this you can't. Then what can you? They are only probabilities. There is no guarantee. Human ego is such a tricky affair. It tries to bluff, try to deceive human beings in many ways. The most pretty, so-called pretty woman in the world, the competition they have got, all those things, the Miss Universe, and just in 5 minutes, something, some acid comes to the face, Miss Universe becomes Miss Ugly. In 5 minutes, finish. Something drops on the cheek, it is gone. What is there? The most wealthy man, having billions and millions of dollars, and just an event happens and the man is on the street. What is there? This is all the play of ego. So, as regards this journey of self-realization, knowing the truth, the right path is, the right way is, whatever you have already got from God, mind, body, health, your resources, your thinking pattern, use it. And when you have used it, to the extent to which you can, leave the rest to God. That is the way. Those who think, I will have self-realization myself, they are victims of ego. Ego does not win. Those who say, everything will happen, I have left it to God, they are victims of lethargy, laziness. The right thing is, whatever capacity has been given to me by God, I will use it. This intelligence is also with me, given by God, everything by God. So I will use it and then pray to Him. So you should make the efforts, but don't depend upon your efforts for success. This is the point. Make the efforts, utmost efforts, but don't depend for success on your efforts only. Depend upon God.